I want you to know, by the way, if you ever have difficulty finding a station, easy thing to solve. SteveGruber.com, the place to be. Click on the Listen Live button, and away you go. You'll be connected on your device, in your car, in your home, wherever you want to be. SteveGruber.com, click on the Listen Live button. You are in good shape. You can also go to AmericasVoiceNews.com, AmericasVoiceNews.com, and find a live stream of this program for the first 2 hours every day. I don't want you to be left out in the cold. And speaking of being left out in the cold, I'm watching the live radar right now from across the country. It's snowing in Montana, Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, Nebraska, the Dakotas, Minnesota. That snow will soon be looking to move into Minnesota and Wisconsin much more heavily. We're told a blizzard condition, a winter storm, could bring up to 2 feet of snow. And I bring this to your attention because I need to, I need to tell you the truth about some of this. This is from USA Today. A potentially historic winter storm will slam the north central USA over the next few days. Up to 2 feet of snow is possible in some areas. Snow accumulations from eastern Washington, Montana, and Colorado to the Dakotas, Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, maybe Michigan's Upper Peninsula as well. The system will produce severe storms, heavy rain throughout much of today, Thursday, in the southern plains, and critical to extreme fire weather threats from the central and southern Rockies to California. The size and intensity of this snowstorm are unheard of for October, according to AccuWeather. Unheard of, says AccuWeather. So I read things like that, and naturally I go, really, unheard of? Let me do a little bit of looking. So I go to Rick Rodham, writing a story for King FM in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and said there's a coming blizzard. But in 2009, Cheyenne had 28 inches of snow prior to Halloween. So a snowstorm now that could bring 2 feet, but it's not anything certain, wouldn't break any records. Later in the month, cold fronts came early and often. October 10th, they got a bunch of snow, 6 inches. The coldest October on record in Cheyenne, 2009. Interesting, isn't it? 3 hours east of the town of North Platte, Nebraska, 30 inches of snow that same year. And as you look back, Denver's biggest October snowstorms, Denver also in the heat of all of this, Denver getting pounded by snow in October on occasion. In 1923, they got 2 feet of snow, October 24th and 25th. October 3rd, 4th, and 5th, 1969. Denver's snowiest October on record featured 16 inches of snow the opening week of the month. 16 inches in 3 days. And that helped set the stage for Denver's coldest October on record, that being 1969. Average monthly reading below 40 degrees. In 2009... more than 15 inches of snow fell on Denver, October 27th, 28th. So this idea, and I get just angry and fed up with the whole, it's all unprecedented. We've never seen it before. It's the worst snowstorm ever. Oh, and by the way, where is that USA Today article? You see, heavy snow and severe cold are part of global warming, you see. But there's a slew of winter storm warnings, watches, freeze warnings, all in effect. For at least 7 states. Heading east now it is. Disruptions are likely. Tree damage, sporadic power outages, and all of that. Should make for a fascinating day because later today I'm going to fly to Minneapolis, Minnesota to cover the event being held by Donald Trump, much to the chagrin of Mayor Fry of Minneapolis, who's been trying to prevent the event from taking place. The event being a Trump campaign rally in Minneapolis. Of course, Fry, the mayor, a far left mayor who, of course, wants nothing to do with the freedom of speech. He wants to find a way to shut down people wearing red hats. He wants to shut down the opportunity for candidates that he does not agree with from being heard. But anyhow, this notion that somehow these are all unprecedented storms is just nonsense. I wish people would stop using those terms. And so I filed that where it belongs, right down in the circular filing system. But I can go back time and again and look at blizzards in October, November, December, January, February, March, and April that have all been record-setting events. The biggest snow events, by the way, the winter of 1880-81 seems to be about the biggest. The biggest blizzard, 1993. across much of this country. And so I encourage you to be skeptical like I am. If you read the word unprecedented, take whatever the topic is and go look it up. If you take the term, it's all settled, it's settled science, don't be settled, go look, question. If it doesn't seem quite right to you, just, you know what, ask a question. If they're telling you that it's a constitutional crisis, ask yourself, is that true or is it just an argument between two branches, two co-equal branches of government? So whether it's the weather or the politics that are being thrown at you, ask questions. Don't just accept it because, well, you know, I heard this. And I don't want you to just accept it because you tend to agree with what you're hearing. Especially if you tend to agree with what you're hearing, question it sometimes. Make sure that what you're believing and your belief system is founded on and based on is solid. Because if you're not careful, everything you think you know about the world can be turned upside down. Your worldview can be turned on its head. Trust me, it's happened to me. Your entire worldview can be turned over because you believe something or accept something, or you're just naive. And so question things. Be willing to challenge. Be willing to ask questions. Don't just accept it blind. Well, you know, my friend said. Oh, I heard, I was told. By whom? And what the hell do they know? We all have these supercomputers hanging around called cell phones and laptop computers and this incredible thing called Google and Bing and all sorts of search engines where you can go find out all sorts of information. If that doesn't satisfy you, go buy an old set of World Book encyclopedias and read. I know it's old-fashioned and all, but read and find out what some of these topics were being addressed like 20 years ago or 25. It's enlightening, to say the least. It's enlightening. Buy those World Book encyclopedias, man. I've got a set. You should, too. 52 after, back after this.
Do you want an honest and entertaining source for news about everything you care about that's fun and easy to understand? Now you have one. Paycheckology. Do you want a news source that covers everything you need from important national issues right down to your own community? Paycheckology. Do you feel your concerns are getting lost in the media circus when it comes to important issues like jobs, immigration, and everyday American lives? Well, not anymore. Welcome to Paycheckology, the place to find important stories you won't get anywhere else, where the world is viewed through your paycheck's perspective. And that's a real eye-opener. Paycheckology is a digital news source where you can get all the news you need in a fun, informative way focused on strong, independent people who believe in real work ethic and the American dream. Paycheckology believes in hard work, great jobs, our borders, and our American way of life. If you believe in America like we do and want a news source that's honest, fun, and real, check out Paycheckology at paychecktalk.com. That's Paycheckology at paychecktalk.com.